Harlow, this is a pretty confusing process overall, so let's just start with the rundown of what's going to happen next as the votes are certified for the city. We know that the city will have 60 days to work on the transition. What happens in that 60 days?
That time frame gives the council time to meet, to discuss what type of ordinance they would like to adopt. They will have to make decisions about the regulatory rate, times that the establishments can be open. There's different issues that they will have to decide and how they want to implement that in the ordinance. After that 60-day time frame, the state ABC office will put an advertisement in the paper stating how many quota licenses that the city of Murray will have. And the quota licenses are for the package sales and the liquor by the drink. They will make that determination next week when the board meets as to exactly how many licenses that will be available inside the city limits. During that 30-day window, anyone who would like to apply for those two types of license, which are quota licenses, will need to submit a state application as well as a city application, and they will turn it in to the city clerk's office here in City Hall.
So what happens once those applications are in?
After the close of that 30 days, the state will take all of the applications. They will send out an economic impact letter to all of the applicants, and part of what they are looking for, they want the applicants to let them know what type of economic impact that their business will have on the community, how many employees they believe that they might hire, and how they will fit in with the community, how, if they're going to affect it positively, negatively. That's some of the things they look at. They will come to the community to see where the businesses will be located, because they want to see if it's in an area, you know, that there might be several accidents or a high traffic area. They want to look at that to see what might happen if that business opens in that location. And then they will talk with local officials to get input from them, to get information on the applicants and look for their guidance to see who might be best for the community to have that type of license. And that will probably be a 2 to 3 month process. And then at that time, the state will be the one who officially decides who will receive those type of quota license.
Will the ABC inspectors be looking at how close liquor stores are to each other or what parts of town they're in?
They stated that they do look at the proximity of, you know, businesses too close together. They will look at that. But as to their other factors that they use in determining who might get the license, they did not advise me of that. So I don't know what other factors they use in making that determination.
Let's go back to the immediate steps for the city. What kind of steps will the city council have to take to create a new alcohol control ordinance for the city?
Well, they will look at the ordinance in its entirety. What cities have done in the past that have had this transition from liquor in the restaurants to completely wet, since their ordinance deals just with one type of license and they would have to amend it greatly to include the other type of license, they repeal the current ordinance and they adopt a whole new ordinance, which is more inclusive. It details what the fees are going to be for all of the licenses that are available. And it's easier for the council to do it that way instead of trying to strike through and add here. It's a little bit more confusing if you have to do that and add too much information to it. Sometimes it's easier to repeal what you had and make sure it's in the new ordinance that you adopt and then just draft a whole new ordinance to include the new regulations.
One of the new licenses allows for alcohol sales that are not tied to food sales. Will restaurants that want the new license be able to get one without jumping through all the other hoops?
No, if they wanted to change the type of license that they had, they would have to go through the whole application process again. It would be obtaining a new license. They would have to advertise in the paper again. They would have to fill out a new application. They would have to submit the application fee. It's not an issue of just transferring from one type of license to another. You have to go through the whole process again.
So what's the timeline on when people will start seeing liquor stores in the city of Murray?
Well, as I said, the timeline before for the package stores, The state would put an ad in the paper, and then there's a 30-day window to accept applications. And so if the results are certified today, that 60 days is around September 18th. So if the state put an ad in the paper on September 18th, you know, 30 days for that would make it around October the 18th. And then it would probably be at least a two-month process after that before the first package store would open up. But there are retail beer licenses that are not quota licenses. So as soon as we go, you know, after that 60 days, someone could apply for a retail beer license, and they would have to put an ad in the paper giving individuals a 30-day, you know, right to contest their application. And then after that 30 days, you know, within another 30 days, you might see beer, retail beer, in a convenience store or in Walmart, something like that, if they applied for a retail beer license.
So the bottom line on when people in Murray can expect to start seeing packaged alcohol sales would be around mid-November for retail beer and early January for retail liquor?
Yes, that would probably be accurate.